Hi, my name is Pat, and Jesus Christ is my Savior and my Lord. And before the teaching in Acts 20, I just wanted to speak of some of the thoughts that came to my mind, especially as they apply to me as I am in recovery, trying to win back what God, you know, what was taken from me. So I like to look at what are these things that I want to focus on. It was interesting to me that there were actually, I was writing notes down this morning when I was going back over chapter 20, and there were seven verses that I will quickly hit upon that helps me to keep my eyes on walking for the Lord and working for the Lord, I should say. The first one came up with that verse 2. It says that, and I was using the NIV, it says, when he, meaning Paul, had gone through those regions and had given them much encouragement, he came to Greece. That word encouragement came to my heart so quickly. I say a lot in Bible for Food how important it is for us to speak words of encouragement to others. And I was reminded that that is part of the new birthright that God has given to me. The next one was that verse 20. Paul was very clear. He says, I did not shrink back from declaring to you anything that was profitable in teaching you in public and from house to house. And I was reminded, I need to be helpful. You know, God sends people to me just like I was sent to people to learn about him. And I need to be helpful to them. I need to be practical as well as spiritual, pointing them to Jesus, but pointing them also to some tools that I have been taught that are going to help them to keep their eyes on Jesus. The other one is verse 21. I especially was thinking about that because it reminds me again, we're not just speaking about a God of our understanding or even a nebulous God, but we're speaking of the Lord Jesus Christ, who has given us this message of repentance and forgiveness. I keep going back to what it says in Acts. There is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. If I don't carry that message to people, then I am falling short. That is a message that I have to keep in my mind every day. That is the primary message that I have to say to people, that there is a Lord in Christ who died for our sins. We don't have to be beaten anymore. We can be victorious in our lives. The next one was at verse 23, where Paul says that except the Holy Spirit testifies that he was going to be imprisoned and afflicted. And I have to remember that hardships are going to come. And sometimes those hardships are going to be from within me, you know, where my old voices come back and I am taunted by those voices. And sometimes they're going to be external. But whatever, I can keep going. I think about what Paul says in Philippians, you know, he says that, you know, that we press on. We press on toward the goal. Pressing on, pressing on. Then it was verse 31 where Paul says to the people to be alert. He says that for 3 years I did not cease night or day to admonish one another with tears. One thing is true about Paul. Boy, he sure reminds me about the importance of passion. He's a passionate man. And even, you know, we were reading that this week in Revelation, that I am not to be lukewarm about this. This message of salvation needs to be shouted from the housetops. Not what I did yesterday. What am I doing today? How am I going to do that today? Then it was verse 35. It says, "In all things I have shown you that by working hard, we must help the weak and remember the words of Jesus. It is more blessed to give than to receive." And again, that whole thing of this working hard for the Lord. But the very last one where he told them this in verse 38, "Being sorrowful most of all because the word he has spoken, that they would not see my face again." And they accompanied him to the ship. You know, I must remember, as Job said in 121, you know, the Lord gives and the Lord takes away. And some people who are close to me now may not be with me at the end of this year, even at the end of this day. But I must remember that God knows best. And, you know, that not being with me doesn't necessarily mean they die or something like that, but God may put them in a different ministry or put them in a different place. I had to accept that with my own child, my daughter, who is now very active where she is in Saudi Arabia, and I'm grateful for her and seeing her and her family and their homeschooling. But at the beginning, I was like those Ephesians, crying the blues because, you know, she would not be here all the time. And she would not be within striking distance, you know, being able to see her. But God is wonderful. He has provided so many, you know, other children to me and grandchildren to me and friends to me and church family to me. He has provided a rich life. But let me pray. Father, you are an amazing God. I love to look at the lives of others who are walking with you, because I know you do not play favorites. And so when you give to one, you have gifts for us all. And I pray that we all go through this day, Lord, giving you glory and giving you praise and pointing many to you. In the name of the Lord Jesus, Father, I pray. Amen. Amen.